Hey, it's Shaq Mason. I'm going to be on Totally Patriots. You better watch.
After a commanding victory against Pittsburgh, the Pats set their sights on Buffalo. And we've set our sights on another week of Totally Patriots. Coming up, it's true. The Patriots have swag. How'd they get it? Professor Fritz explains the science behind self-confidence.
Fake it till you make it.
Plus, Jabal Sheard is a beast on the defense. Find out what exotic animal he had growing up.
In my backyard, I caught him.
And this rookie holds his own on the field, but can he handle our challenge? Are you up for the task? Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Well, it feels good. We've had a week to savor the big win, and now it's on to Buffalo. Rookie guard Shaq Mason can handle pressure. His main job, protect Tom Brady. But how can he handle the pressure now as we get to know him in audible?
Shaq Mason from Columbia, Tennessee. 22 years old, I'm a rookie. Played college football at Georgia Tech. One word to describe me would be energetic, simply because I bring a lot of energy to everything I do and pretty outgoing person. I have a younger brother, he's 13, and growing up, we got into a lot of fights because I was the only child for a while, and when he came, I was, kind of upset because I couldn't get everything going anymore. So that was our relationship for a while, but everything's smooth now. I honestly can't cook very well, so I make the simple things, like I can cook breakfast all day. Great breakfast cooker. The secret to the best pancakes is the batter. If you don't know how to make the batter as good as it is, then it won't be good because, you can't just take the batter out of the box and put it in there. You got to do your own thing to it. One thing people don't know about me is that I'm actually a pretty good dancer. It's a little old, but I will teach you how to Dougie. That's a little bit about me. I'm interested in hearing from you next.
I like those teach me how to Dougie moves right there. Impressive. I got to learn those. I have no rhythm, so I need a little dancing summer school. Give me some time to get those moves down. There you go. Some basics and Shaq Mason. Now let's really get to know him, all right? Ashley's got him in the hall right now, and it's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Totally Patriots presented by Raytheon. I'm Ashley Feldman, joined by a group of students from, fingers crossed, guys, Boston Adventist Dream Academy. Can you guys help me? Let's give a round of applause for the Patriots' own Shaq Mason. Shaq, man.
How y'all doing?
Have a seat. Get in the
all
hot
right.
seat, my man.
Okay.
Shaq. Just kind of like Shaq. Pretty big, huh? You guys think so? Are you ready for your first question?
Let's do it.
All right.
What is the story behind your name?
Well, my mom was a big basketball fan, so she named me Shaquille, and my middle name's Olajuwon. So I started off playing basketball as well, but I got kind of big, so they had to, make that change to football.
Do you spend a lot of time with your daughter, and what do you do with her?
I do. I spend a lot of time with her. Right now, they're back home, so they're coming up in January. But
you're bringing them in for the snow. Real, right. Nice,
yeah.
Dad. Real
yeah.
Nice.
They're not too happy about coming in and the worst part of it, but they'll get over it. But, I spend a lot of time with her when I can. Every time I go back home, just stuff like that.
One game you play with your daughter that you probably wouldn't want to tell your teammates. Like, do you ever have to be a queen or something?
She's only one. So.
Oh, she's only one.
Yeah,
it's coming.
It's coming.
Next question.
What has been your favorite part of New England so far?
It would have to be football, but other than that, I would have to say definitely going, just being in the up north. Like, it's a lot different from the south. I've never been out of the south, so, north is a big change. Like, my first time going to Boston, I was kind of overwhelmed. it's nice, though. I like it up here.
What's your favorite music artist?
Being from Tennessee, do any of y'all know Yo Gotti? Y'all don't know what that is? Yo Gotti? Okay.
He knows
there
Yo Gotti.
There we go.
I work for a hip-hop station, guys. Sham 94.5. We play Yo Gotti, okay?
Yeah, that's my favorite artist.
Is that what you're listening to pregame?
Every pregame.
Every pregame.
Since high school.
Oh, wow. So what if we're just calm? Like, what if we're just hanging out?
If we're just calm, I'll throw on some Drake. Everybody,
see,
I know everybody here listen to Drake.
Who doesn't love Drizzy? Like, I'm judging someone if they don't.
If you had 48 hours to live, what would you do or where would you go?
Wow.
48 hours to live. I would go back home, and I'd spend all the time I could with my family.
That is a really sweet answer, but I wanted you to give another one of, like, something crazy, because you know you got to have...
Okay, all right. If I wasn't with my family, I'd probably do something like... I mean, I'm scared of it, but I see people having fun skydiving, so I'll probably do that.
Good answer. That's what I'm... Has anybody ever skydived? Yeah.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Anybody else?
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject was math. Any math? Math people? Okay. Yeah, my favorite subject was math because, I mean, I like numbers. And I like money, so.
I was literally about to be like, who in their right mind likes math? But money, I think we all can agree, we all enjoy money. These guys pay $2 to dress down on Fridays. Don't they all look cute in their uniforms? $2,
y'all
get some jeans on Friday.
Really?
Hey.
I had to wear a uniform, too, in high school.
Oh, you did?
I did.
This is going to have to be my last question. How many people call you Shaq Daddy? I feel like that happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
I know it does. All right, guys. Let's give a round of applause to Shaq Daddy. We appreciate you coming here on Totally Patriots.
Once, twice, three times, Gronk took over the Steelers' end zone on opening night. We'll tell you where he did his first Gronk spike.
That's where I got it from, starting as a kid, baby. I always worked hard.
Plus, find out what this linebacker and Indiana Jones have in common on Tilted.
I guess the fact that I don't know what they're thinking and I've seen them eat a lot of animals, I don't know, I'm pretty scared of them.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
What's up? I'm Rob Gronkowski, and I'm here to talk about my first job ever. My first job ever was being a paper boy. I was so fast and efficient at it, and I loved doing it because I love working. I love making that money. You know, that's where I got it from, starting as a kid, baby. I always worked hard. I had a blast running around the neighborhood. And probably the stupidest thing I've ever done is when it's snowy out, I didn't want to go up to the door. So I'd be trying to throw the paper all the way to their doorstep from the sidewalk, probably hit the trees, hit their door full speed. They'd be wondering what hit their house, but I didn't care. I just kept walking because on those snowy days, you never wanted the paper right at the front door. And everyone was always mad at me about that one on the snowy days. But hey, it is what it is. I was the best paper boy ever.
I feel you on that, Gronk, big time. I don't like the cold, but I do like a nice sweater and leggings combo. One person who did not have to deal with any snow at all growing up, Jabal Sheard. He tells us all about living in Florida in this week's Tilted.
My favorite team growing up was the Dolphins. Being from Miami, I was a huge Dolphins fan. And I always liked the Dolphins, I always thought they were cool. I'm definitely not a Patriot, though, so no worries. I'm afraid of a lot of things. My biggest fear, I would have to say, would be snakes. Snakes are, like, so creepy. They slither, you know, they wrap around you. I guess the fact that I don't know what they're thinking, and I've seen them eat a lot of live animals, I don't know, I'm pretty scared of them. I used to have 3 iguanas growing up. I didn't name them. They were just in my backyard. I caught them, got them a nice cage, a rock, and it was kind of my pet for, it lasted, I want to say 2 months, and I just couldn't deal with it no more, so I set them back free. I probably glued to Instagram. I'm still trying to figure out the filters right now. My if you look at my pictures, my filters are horrible. Celebrity crush. First person that popped ahead probably would be Serena Williams. She's just a great competitor, tough, seems like a kind-hearted person. She looks gorgeous. The superhero. I battle with my son about this all the time. I'm a big Incredible Hulk fan. I mean, we go back and forth about the Hulk. My son loves Iron Man. Growing up, I had this experience where I went into a burning house and in my neighborhood, me and a couple of friends were riding a bike and the house was on fire. And just that whole experience of going in there and, like, you know, helping save a life has just always been, like, a part of, like, something I wanted to do. So, I mean, after football, I plan on maybe training and trying to be a firefighter.
Wow, it takes a really courageous person to run into a burning building to save people like that. He is fast, he's got the moves, and he will be using those on the field. That's a skill right there. Another skill? Having confidence, self-confidence. And Professor Fritz, we know he's got a lot. He might have actually too much confidence, but let's check in with him right now, see if he'll share some of his skill and his knowledge and how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. Welcome to How'd They Do That. Hello, it's Fritz back in the lab making the perfect football player. You know, the perfect football player is always striving to be successful. And to be successful, you're going to need self-confidence. Without it, you can do nothing. With it, you can do everything. But what is confidence? It's not fixed like DNA. I mean, if you're 5'4", you're 5'4". Period. Sorry. Confidence is the outcome of the thoughts we think and the actions we take based on those thoughts. As automaker Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Key is to think you can and keep thinking you can. The brain is constantly changing. In fact, neuroplasticity reveals that we can literally rewire our brains in ways that affects our thoughts and behaviors. Neuroplasticity refers to changes in pathways and synapses in the brain due to change of behavior, environment, thinking, and emotions. What does that mean? It means you can actually condition yourself to be more confident. Here's how it works. You get a positive thought like, I'm going to make this catch. Now your brain sends your cerebellum a message. That's where the memories are stored. And it recalls all the times you made a successful catch. And the positive reaction to making the catch releases neurotransmitters called dopamine. Dopamine is responsible for the happy feeling you get when something good happens. In the brain, that's called the reward center. The more times you successfully make the catch, the more dopamine is released, which means the more positive the reaction. And the great thing about neuroplasticity is that you don't even have to do the action to reap the rewards. That's where visualization comes into play. Sometimes the brain can trick itself into thinking you're doing something when you're really just picturing yourself doing it. Imagining yourself making the catch will create the same neural connections in the brain and release the same amount of dopamine as if you had actually made the catch. That's right, fake it till you make it. So speak up, challenge your fears, stretch yourself, leave your comfort zone. So what do you have to lose? Your most fearful self? Set goals and do whatever it takes to get there. And remember what Winston Churchill said. You'll Google him later. Never, never, never give up. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that with confidence.
Coming up, what's got this guy grimacing? We'll show you.
I don't even want to try. Is it nasty? Should I try it too?
You shouldn't try.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Facts.
We're looking at Buffalo. Did you know?
I'm not sure I would want to go over the falls in a barrel like that. Actually, you know what? I am sure. I definitely would not want to go over the falls in a barrel like that. Make for a pretty good dare, though. Maybe Shaq Mason's up for it. Let's find out with Ashley right now. She's talking to him, and it's time for Totally Challenged.
Welcome back to the hall. It's time for my personal favorite, Totally Challenged. Shaq, you ready?
Ready.
Question. Would you rather wear a helmet to bed, like a motorcycle helmet, every single night, or every single night you got to sleep in sneaks and jeans? Hey, both are going to be uncomfortable, let's be honest.
I would say the sneaks and jeans.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, going to sleep in a helmet, you can't roll over. You can't,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I'm all set on that as well. Who's up next?
Would you rather tell someone famous that his or her fly is down, or have someone famous tell you your fly is down?
I would rather tell them their fly is down.
I know. I think I would spare that embarrassment myself.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Do the chicken dance.
What's the chicken dance?
You guys do the chicken dance and show him the chicken dance. Go ahead. Oh.
That's a chicken dance? All right. I got you. Yeah, you got the music for me? All right, come on. All right, come on.
See, now you can play this with your daughter. This is perfect. Now we want him to whip a nay-nay, right?
Yeah. This is another truth or dare.
I'm going to go dare again.
Okay. Eat a piece of licorice, please.
It's black licorice, not red.
Oh.
I always smell things before I eat it.
That's a game changer.
Enjoy that. I don't even want to try. Is it nasty?
Should I try it too? You shouldn't try it.
I should not try it. I was going to attempt, but I won't. Do you want to spit it out or do you want another one?
I'm going to just go ahead and swallow this one. And I'm good.
Okay. Guys, let's give a round of applause for Shaq Mason. You handled that very well. And now we know you're a daring man. A daring man.
Rex Ryan played a Patriots fan in That's My Boy, starring Adam Sandler. Sandler was discovered by comedian Dennis Miller, who was a regular on Saturday Night Live with Mike Myers. Myers voiced the Shrek movies with Cameron Diaz, whose ex-boyfriend in There's Something About Mary was Brett Favre. Favre goes fishing with Patriots linebacker Jamie Collins. Coming up, the Patriots dominated Pittsburgh on opening night. Whose performance will make this week's top plays? We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media.
Glad to see they got to relax a little bit, though. Can we talk about Julian Edelman being at New York Fashion Week? I die. I would love to go there. But an even busier weekend ahead. The Pats take on the Bills. And Tom Brady himself said it. If you love football, you do not want to miss this game. But before we go, some top plays and highlights from last week's huge win against the Steelers. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
gives to Deion Lewis, who runs it to the right, tries to bounce outside, moves inside a defender, and carries it across. The 25 still on his feet outside the 30. Chandler's in the slot. Gronk on the outside. Short drop by Brady. Quick throw for Chandler. Makes the catch. Tristan reaching for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Patriots.
Bookends. 6-7, 6-7. What are you going to do?
Quick throw, Gronk right side. He was wide open. Made the grab out of the tackle. Tight roping down the sideline for a touchdown. Patriots.
You can't cover them. It's too multiple.
He looks to throw. He lost it to Gronk. He's open to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Wrapped him up. Number two. Jump ball city.
Got a lot for Gronkowski. Fade to the back corner. Luck makes the catch this time. Inbound.